Have you ever thought of being more than what you are right now? Do you have ideas that can revolutionize the world you live in, but nobody understands you? Well, you are listening to Truth Bombs of a Pioneer, an exclusive podcast where pioneers like you have a voice. No more second-guessing the path and wondering why you don't fit in. We talk about self-mastery, pioneer strategies in sales, marketing, operations, and leadership without the survival-based approach to dominate your competition. Imagine a life where you are truly wealthy, not just financially, but physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, relationally, sexually, and creatively, to leave an immortal legacy that can outlast you. Peer into the minds of pioneers and get ready to reinvent yourself to change the world. Here's your host and founder of Pioneer You, Tabitha Dietrich.
I don't know. I'm just laughing about this because I'm like, hey, dude, there's so much more out there. But anyways, that's a whole different story. And Jeremy says we all are living multidimensionally. Most are just unaware of it. That is so true. I 100% agree with that. And that is why I say it is essential to not only be aware of it, but to actually live it consciously and act on it and integrate it in a way that you are able to really use it. And not only use it, but to actually be able to metabolize it so that you stay in integrity with each and every level, and that you are not a person who is like leaking your life force all over the place and you're all over the place because you don't know how to handle all the information. Like, you need to be able to download it and integrate it in a way that you can use it in your life to actually serve your legacy and reinvent humanity. And if you are not able to do that, to bring it in and onto this earth in a way that you're able to fulfill your mission, it is actually not serving you and not helping you in any way. So that is that part. But once I figured all of those things out and I kind of got over these things, I started my business. And like, that's a whole other journey by itself. We all know that. But I still always had the part that the part that was sad, the part that felt like, even though I had achieved all of those things, I always felt that some part of me was missing. Like, I was literally feeling the tears and the sadness coming up, this grief coming up for a long, long, long time. And I used to have these outbursts where I just started to cry and I kind of felt out of place, even though I accomplished all of those things and I was successful in my business. And I know from lots of my clients and from like lots of conversations I had that lots of people actually feel the same thing. So what they usually try is all kinds of techniques and all kinds of self-development and spiritual practices to kind of heal themselves from that and get rid of it. That is why I wanted to come on and really do this, because it's essential that you understand where that grief actually is coming from, because it has really nothing to do with whatever happened in your past or that there is something wrong with you. This grief you experience and this kind of feeling that you're missing some part of yourself is literally that. You are missing some part of yourself, and the grief you're experiencing is this part of your soul that is telling you, oh my God, I want to live and express that physically, and I'm not able to do that because you don't know how to do it and you don't allow me to actually do that. And that leads to you not living up to your full potential. And that is really all what there is to say about this. But I kind of want to explain that a little bit further.
Looking for more? If you want uninterrupted access and full episodes of the Truth Bombs of a Pioneer podcast, join us by clicking the link below or head to www.pioneeru.com. That's www.pioneeru.com. We'll see you there.